up here with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey. Welcome back, Mariah. Looking as beautiful as ever. How have you been?
I'm good, Mario. How are you doing? You look fabulous as ever.
Thank you so much. I was looking forward to talking to you. First of all, congrats on the new Christmas song, Fall in Love at Christmas, with Khalid and Kirk Franklin. That's a cool collab. How'd that come together?
So I started writing the song in like May, right? And it was based on Greensleeves, which is like from, I don't know, King Henry, the long time ago. And I hadn't, and I just was like listening to it and I said, oh, this would be cool to adapt and kind of make into a new kind of Christmas song. And it is already one. And then we sort of made a different melody out of it and built a song around there, myself and my writing partner, Daniel Moore, who we laid out the music together. And with the melody, and I did the lyrics, and I was like, I love this. We reached out to Khalid, who I love. I loved American Teen. Location was like one of my favorite songs. I first did, you know, heard it a couple years ago when he first put it out.
Yeah.
And that happened. And then Daniel, the guy I was telling you about, my musical director, had just done the Stellar Awards with all these incredible gospel artists. So he, you know, had just spoken to Kirk Franklin, like, hey, do you want to come through to the Butterfly Lounge, Atlanta, which is where we first started the Butterfly Lounge. We're here in LA now with this one. Anyway, Kirk came over, we wrote a section of the bridge, we kind of incorporated that, and then, you know, worked on what the outro would be. And then he took it to Houston and put his incredible singers on it, and I did my thing on the outro, Kelly did his, and here we are. I love it because it's so not like All I Want for Christmas Is You. Obviously, I love that song, and that's my, I'm thankful for it, thankful
sure.
that I wrote it, have it, but it's sort of like it's a love song, but it's a Christmas love song, and it's also an inspirational record, you know?
I love that you write so much of your music. You know, we do a lot of, because I have a countdown here, and we'll do flashbacks, and we'll do some from the 90s, and we'll do a lot of your songs. I'm like, damn, Mariah has been writing fire songs for decade after decade, and there's so many artists that they'll hang around, but they don't stay as relevant as you do, and they're not like hitting the charts inside. I mean, it's really, really impressive, and you haven't really like felt the need to have to change yourself. You've been yourself, you've been you, and it's really all about, because you're behind the pen and creatively you're driving your own, it's really impressive, driving your own bus right there, right?
Thank you. Yeah, to me, I feel like when I first started, that was the only thing. I mean, I got so screwed over in this music business, as most young artists do, but the one thing I said and I stuck to, and they let me, because my demo tape that I had done as a teenager was like full of songs that became number one records. So they kind of listened to me, and I was like, the only thing I will say I have to have, which was like kind of bold of me, but I was like, you can't force me to do other people's songs. So
wow.
That was, yeah, I'm very thankful for that.
See, that's real. That's a real artist right there. That's a very impressed. That's so awesome. The song, by the way, that we were discussing, Fall in Love at Christmas, is part of the new Apple TV Plus, Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues. So what's a little sneak peek that we have to look forward to?
I love it so much. Joseph Kahn directed it. He and I mean, work really well together and have worked together over the years. And he just has really like a great aesthetic, and like I love just the way he puts things together. And I think he gets me in a way that, you know, not everybody else does.
Yeah.
So they're going to show the original special, but this adds an element to it that I think really lifts it to a whole nother level. And it was just so much fun. And it's hard to put these things together, you know what I mean? Especially during a pandemic, and it's, you know, last year was really almost like we almost didn't make it through that. But this is another moment. I think it's really elevating the whole special. So we perform Fall in Love at Christmas, and I won't give away the other special stuff. But no, it's really fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
I love that we get to embrace Christmas. It seems earlier and earlier every year. And I love that you've become synonymous with it. Love Actually is one of my favorite holiday movies, and your song is a huge part of that. It's such a great movie, and obviously a great song. Yeah, when did you really lean into, okay, I'm going to just make Christmas my holiday? Because all the memes are great. I saw you posing with armor the other day. you're having...
Somebody started with me. That's the thing.
Right.
I don't really start with people. But if they come for me, then they just have to be ready.
That was That was a bar in Texas. They said they couldn't play your song until after.
No, they said you could play it one time, only after December 1st.
Right.
Like, and then I was like, And my fans, the Lamely, were like, nah, nah, nah. But no, I never said, like, this is going to be my holiday. Honestly, I just wrote the song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And as the years went by, it started to sort of permeate the culture in its own way. Yeah. I used to listen to it and really sit there and critique it, like, ugh, why didn't I make this part like that? Or why did I do that or whatever? And just every year I would do a new video or a new Christmas song because I truly love it. It's not just because everybody's like, oh, this is the hot thing to do, do a Christmas thing. Nobody was saying that back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, now this Fall in Love with Christmas new record, it's like so the opposite of All I Want, but for me it has a really special place because it is for people like, you know, fall in love again at Christmas. The theme, it's a love song, but it's a Christmas song, and then it takes you to church with Kirk Franklin at the end. So I think it's a nice addition to my Christmas repertoire, and hopefully, you know, we don't just think of me at Christmas, we can also still write other music as well, but you know, I do. If that's all I ever did again, I'd be fine. I'll move to the North Pole and I'll see you. I'll see you sometime. Yeah.
Oh no, you get your body of work. I mean, just, you have a whole album just called Ones.
That's true.
That's, I mean, hey, you have no peer, at least in my eyes. You've also got a Christmas clothing line at Target and Walmart. What's the hot holiday look this year?
Well, here's the thing. It's a limited line, right? So okay. I started out with a whole bunch of things and ideas and plans, and we ended up with a few select items, one of which, I have to tell you, this is funny because last year, I don't know if you saw this whole scandal with like the guy that made an ornament for, or someone made an ornament for their husband or their wife. I don't know what it was. It was me. And it was like their version, like a clay weird.
Oh, yeah,
version.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just tweeted, this is not approved.
Right.
And so the first thing I did was design a real ornament that I liked. So there's that, there's pillows, there's like a really nice fleece blanket, there's cute little plush toys and stuff. Socks, like cute, just like cute stuff, you know? And I didn't get to do everything for this year. I'm leaving stuff out because I didn't even know that you knew about this. But yes, it's super cute. And there's a little commercial, if you go on my Instagram, that's sort of like, you know, explaining what it is.
Right.
And so it's fun. The thing is, I love it every year. We got to highlight my doggies, even though I have dog ensembles for the puppies.
Oh, good.
So it's cute, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I dress my, I got three of them. We dress them up too. So
I you feel do? Like not... I got to send you the doggy outfits.
Oh.
Yeah. What size are they?
They're three French bulldogs. So they're.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So I'll post a pic and stuff and tag.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. For sure. And then Mariah, did you get into the liquor game? Black Irish. Is that,
yes,
is, are you in the spirits game? Okay.
Actually, somebody's drinking it over there.
Hey, I like their style. Never too early.
I didn't say I was, but our fabulous director of photography, Mr. Bill Boatman, is over there. He said, where's my Black Irish? Because it's really that good, Mario. I'm not kidding.
What type of spirit is it?
It's a cream liqueur,
okay,
which nobody else is doing, but it's an Irish cream. So it's sort of a play on things because, you know, my mom's Irish, my dad's Black. I was like, okay, it's called Black Irish. We know that's not really the way they use it.
Right. That's clever.
So we have salted caramel, white chocolate, and the original, like, plain Irish cream.
Yeah.
And it's so good that I'm not even making this up. You can do recipes.
Yeah.
You can make, like, cookies. It's
sounds like awesome. Good in some coffee.
Totally put it in your coffee. They do, like, my hairdresser's here, fabulous Dior. When we first got the bottles, he was having it every day. We were on, took a little vacay on a boat, and he was just like, pouring the white chocolate into the espresso. It's a thing. And I haven't even really promoted it yet. It's out, but we haven't really gotten to that stage yet of promotion. But I did do it for the holidays. Like, it's almost like having like a hot cocoa type vibe, but it's a liqueur.
Yeah.
So it's good things.
Well, when you send those doggy outfits, maybe a little black Irish in that
package. I will send you all three flavors and then some.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. By the way, I wanted to congratulate you on the Make-A-Wish Icon Award that you got a little while back. That's really, really cool. And obviously the holidays being around the corner, we teamed up with our good friends at Macy's for Macy's Wishlist Wednesday, because no better place to get everything you need as you prep for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Macy's has you covered from everything from holiday outfits to decor to kitchen supplies. And I know we over at Casa Lopez have some matching family PJs and a festive centerpiece on our wish list. So Mariah, what kind of things are on your wish list this year? You got to be tough to shop for, I got to imagine.
I'm really not. Honestly, I'm really not. I appreciate everything. What I usually do is give everybody else their presents, and then I'll open it like Christmas night or even the next day, because I'd rather just handle everybody else and make sure they're good, because I'm just like, it's about giving for me. I don't really need anything. I won't turn down a nice diamond if they threw one at me.
That's awesome.
That, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Mariah, I know you've got a lot to get to today, but it's so nice to see you. Congratulations on everything. I look forward to the stuff. Hopefully we'll get those kids together one day too. I know we're trying to make that happen.
Yes, I know, we keep trying to. And you're in LA? Yes,
I'm in LA. Let me know. We'll roll through. The Lopez kids are a little wild, but
all right. Well, lots of love. And if I don't see you before the holidays, happy Thanksgiving. I haven't forgotten about that. We're going to have a festive moment for that.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas and God bless. And by the way, listen to Fall in Love at Christmas on iHeartRadio now. Mariah, thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you, Mariah.
All right. Bye, sweetie. On with Mario Lopez.